Welcome to the pause that changes everything. If you've ever thought, why do I keep doing this? Or I know what to do, but I can't seem to do it. Or why can't I just get it together? Then you are in the right place. Because what we're talking about in this series isn't another plan to follow. It's a whole new way of relating to yourself. Before we jump into episode one, if we're just meeting for the very first time, hello, I'm Jill Tanis. It is so good to be with you today. I help high capacity women untangle from perfection, pressure, overwhelm, and food spirals, and finally build a lifestyle that feels like peace. Not just peace in their schedule, but peace in their mind, body, relationships, what's on their plate, and in their life. I created this as a podcast format so you can take these conversations with you wherever you go. So whether you're on a walk, in the car, or folding laundry, wherever you're listening from, I'm so honored to be with you. So a quick intro before we get into episode one. I'm a certified life coach with 20 years of expertise in real food nutrition, eating psychology, and mindset work. But this isn't just professional for me, it's personal. What started in college as quote unquote taking better care of myself turned into obsession, restriction, and a full-blown life-threatening eating disorder at the age of 20. I lost myself trying to control everything. And I'll share more of that in another time. But that healing journey, and ever since, including motherhood, I'm a mom to, at the time of recording this podcast, three teenage boys now, running a business, experiencing intense overwhelm and stress over the last two decades while learning to live with a chronic illness, this has led me to one deep truth. You don't need to be fixed. You need a new way to meet moments that, for one, don't go as planned. And two, learning how to relate to ourselves, coming home to who we've been created to be, and living with joy and the life that we desire. That's what this series is here to help you begin. So let's jump into episode one. And I want to start here. I have heard this from my clients over and over again. And I want you to tell me if this is you too. In just last week in the membership, I have started and stopped 100 times. Or I've said, I can't just eat one. More times than I can count. Or I've sat with the what's wrong with me, why can't I figure this out so many times? And if that's you too, if you've been dealing with this your whole life, let me say something you've probably not heard enough, which is this isn't because something is wrong with you. It's that somewhere along the way, you were taught there's one right way to be. One right way to eat, a right way to look, the goal of the right way to feel, to show up. And when you're not doing it that way, you've decided that it must be wrong. The plan must be wrong, or, you know, I must be wrong. My body, something's wrong with my body. It's not the right timing. The timing's wrong. All the way up to something must be wrong with you. And we get stuck here. We get stuck in the black and white thinking, good or bad, right or wrong. I'm all in or I'm completely off. I hear that from so many of my clients. I'm all or nothing, right? It's perfect or it's failing. And let me tell you, this is exhausting. So we tell ourselves, if I could just get to the right number on the scale, then I'll be okay. Or if I could just eat the right way, I'll finally feel in control of my life. Or if I follow this plan perfectly, then I'll be happy and I won't feel like such a mess. But here's what really happens. We go all in on something. what we think or hope is the right way. You know, the eating plan, the workout plan, how to go through our day with it, like checking off the list. And then something goes off, right? We might label it off the rails or off the wagon. Maybe your energy is all of a sudden super low and you lack motivation, or you eat the cookie, or you miss the workout for the day, or you lose it with your child. And suddenly it's not just a moment, it's a meaning. And you label it. I've fallen off track, off plan, off the wagon. And now you're in the full blown spiral, where what I see with my clients is I'm off the wagon, or that didn't go as planned, and then they feel guilty. And then they try to do all these things to get out of the guilt. And so some will overeat and binge and say, screw it. Some will overcorrect and be like, I'm just going to, you know, restrict or skip my next meal, or I'll make up for it by running 2 extra miles to burn these calories, right? Or I'll, you know, just try again tomorrow. And we feel this shame. And that cycle runs deep, decades deep. Because it's not just the moments, right? But the expectations we carry for how long something will take. Like, it's not just this moment today, but like, you've been doing something. You're like, I'm not losing the weight. I've been doing all the things. I'm not losing the weight. This should happen faster for me. I've been doing this for 2 weeks. I should see something, right? And then we label it that something must be wrong. And I just need us to take a step back in this episode for a minute and just really look at this a little bit differently. And the story that I can share just happened yesterday with a member in the Nourished Woman Lifestyle membership. She said, I'm doing all the things, Jill, but I'm still stressed. And I started asking her some extra questions. And then she said, but I'm following all the rules. And there it was. For her, she was looking at this as checking the boxes. I call it performative wellness. Like, we're performing wellness. It's a real thing, right? And maybe you do that too. Like, if I could just check all these boxes, right, then it's going to start moving slowly, right? Then I'll get the motivation. Then, like, things will change for me. But you check all the boxes and maybe you still feel stuck, right? Or you can do it right and still feel off. Remember a member not long ago who said, I thought that the well-fed version of me would be happy all the time. Right? But I still get sad sometimes. And she didn't have a box for that, because in her brain, she thought, hey, I'm going to take really good care of myself and then everything's just going to, you know, I'm doing it all right. But something, I'm still feeling sad. Because in her mind, well-fed version means I'm happy all the time. Okay? And a lot of us try to do this. We're trying to fix something by doing it perfectly. Okay? This is not only a major stressor on the body to try to fix everything by doing it perfectly. It's not only a stressor on the body, heart, and mind. In my opinion, that's also a distraction. A distraction of truly connecting with ourselves and the hard moments that must be addressed, but we'd rather avoid them. We'd rather look at something else to put our attention on. And I just want to share a quick story too. I was thinking back on this last week when I was putting this podcast series together. It brought me back to sixth grade and my boyfriend. That's right. We were going with each other, as they used to say, for like 7 days. And at recess, he said, I'm breaking up with you. And I said, why are you breaking up with me? And he said, it was because I had a big nose. And when I told a friend, she said, well, if you pinch your nose really tight for 5 minutes a day, maybe it will get smaller, which was kind of, in my opinion, at my 12-year-old self, was reinforcing the truth that I had a big nose. And, you know, you're 12, you're not assessing whether that intel is actually coming from, you know, what kind of place it's coming from. And I was a young little formative mind. I believed him and her. And even though that relationship lasted, like I said, maybe a week, that story stayed with me for years. Because I made that mean something's wrong with my appearance. It started to kind of formulate and condition to me this one way of being based on what I was picking up through the years. That's just one story of many. And I bet that you have some version or story like this too. Maybe it wasn't a breakup on the playground. Maybe it was your mom putting you on a diet before you were in middle school. Or your coach telling you, hey, if you lose 5 pounds, you'll get a faster time around the track. Or I have countless stories, but a husband or a partner making some comment about your body. Or let's be honest, maybe it wasn't any of those things. Maybe it was you silently, constantly repeating the same story to yourself. Somehow you picked it up along the way and you keep repeating this thing. It's become this belief for you. Something's wrong. And you've conditioned to be thinking there's this one way of being or looking to be okay, to be accepted, to be loved, to be attractive, to be happy, whatever it is. So you look in the mirror in this conditioning and think, my thighs are too big. I've got to fix that. I hate my stomach. I'm not attractive. If I could just get more disciplined, if I could just look like that, if I could just figure this out, if I could just lose the weight. So you chase the right way, the right food, the right body, the right look, and in that chase, friend, you end up disconnecting from yourself even more. I want to say to you today, there's nothing wrong with you. You've just been trained to look outside yourself for the right way. And you're disconnected from yourself and what you actually need. And I know this because I've lived it. And what started for me as just wanting to eat better turned into obsession. Turned into control, turned into total disconnection and disorder. I followed all the right steps and I lost myself in the process. It wasn't because something was wrong with me or I was broken, but because I was totally disconnected to myself and using performance to try and avoid the truth. The truth of what I really needed. For a moment, it's what I really needed was to pause, to listen, to give myself permission and space to like, what's going on for me? And to stop running so hard toward the quote unquote right way. The right life and start living the one right in front of me. So as we get this started, just when you eat the thing you didn't want to, when you yell at your kids and you wish you hadn't, when the day falls apart or the overwhelm is and the pressure is rising, can we stop telling ourselves that something is wrong with us and instead let's start by taking a pause. And we'll talk more about this in the next episodes. This pause helps us reconnect with ourselves. This is where we begin in this series. This is not a plan. This is not a checklist. I'm literally encouraging you to pause and create what I would call a sacred interruption from all the performing, pushing, and fixing. Most of us were never taught how to stay with ourselves in the moment when things don't go as planned or they fall apart. And this series addresses how we can begin to do this. I call this your still point. And we'll talk about this in episode 3. It's the space between the trigger and our automatic response that we have gone to over and over and over. It's the moment we create between an old pattern and a new possibility. It's where we shift out of reactivity and judgment on ourselves and into responding with care and attention, patience, and love. And here's the thing, you don't have to earn that moment. You just have to remember that it's available. So in that moment, that pause, instead of what's wrong with me and why can't I figure this out, it becomes, what if nothing is wrong here? What if I don't need to fix this moment or fix myself in this moment? What if I'm allowed to be in the process of? This is where everything begins to shift. So here's our reflection for today. Where do you find yourself chasing the right way? Where did you identify yourself in this episode? And what is that chase costing you? In the next episode, we're going to talk about why trying to fix yourself is keeping you stuck and the invisible script that's running the show behind the scenes. I'll see you there.